and number one ranked Knights 6-5. That snaps Kuemper Catholic's 27-game winning streak, and Gilbert moves on to the 2A championship game Saturday, where they'll face Davis County. Davis County knocked off St. Albert 8-1 yesterday behind a complete game effort from starting pitcher Calvin Matthews as the Mustangs advance into the championships. Also in Class 1A semifinals last night, Martinsdale St. Mary's. Boy, oh boy, they sure like to live on the edge of the state tournament. For the second straight game, they come from behind to post a victory. Yesterday was 5-4 over Coon Rapids Bayard as the Blue Devils scored three times to tie the game and then take a two-run lead in the top of the seventh inning as they escape with the win over the Crusaders. The Blue Devils extend their winning streak to a national record-setting 86 in a row, and they'll play in the 1A championship game for the second straight year. This year, they'll face Lansing Key High. Key beat Mason City Newman 5-0 behind a complete game shutout by John Heiderscheidt and a little shaky defense by the Newman Knights as the Keyhawks post that victory. Key and Martinsdale St. Mary's in the 1A title game on Saturday. 3A and 4A semis set for today at Principal Park in Des Moines. In the 3A semifinals at noon today, it'll be Marion facing off against number one ranked Solon. And then at 2 o'clock, Harlan will face Washington. Harlan comes in with a 20-14 mark and Washington 30-7 on the season. That game at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Also then later on this evening in the 4A semifinals, at 6 o'clock, number 4 Iowa City West will take on top-ranked West Des Moines Dowling Catholic. And at 8 o'clock, Fort Dodge plays number 2-ranked Mason City. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association has announced its rosters for the annual All-Star Series, which comes up on August 4th through the 7th. They'll play in Council Bluffs at Lewis Central High School and Iowa Western Community College. Now, there are some local players who dot the rosters in the Small School West squad. Players locally include Underwood's Brandon Forrester at catcher, also infielder Jake Allen of Trainer, outfielders Ryan Rasmussen of Exira EHK, and Levi Edelman of Logan Magnolia will all participate. The coaching staff is mostly local as well. Trace Peterson of Atlantic will be the head coach for the Small School West squad, while his brother Tony Peterson, the head coach at Exira EHK, will be one of the assistants. Also in the Large School West squad, some of the area players involved include Taylor Kaufman of Glenwood and Zach Larrison of Lewis Central, a couple of senior pitchers, Taylor Ostrich of Carroll on the infield, and outfielder Eric Toole of Lewis Central also will be part of the Large School West squad. Well, the defending World Series champion San Francisco Giants got six shutout innings from ace Tim Lincecum and a home run from Pablo Sandoval in their 4-1 win over Philadelphia in Carlos Beltran's first game with the Giants. Beltran went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts while starting in right field for the Giants, who acquired him in a trade with the Mets. The Giants took 2-of-3 from the Phillies in the rematch of last year's National League Championship Series. This is the first time the Phillies have lost back-to-back games since June 4th. That's a span of 45 games. Elsewhere in the National League, the New York Mets completed their first-ever four-game sweep at Cincinnati with a 10-9 victory over the Reds. Andrew McCutchen had three hits, including a double in the fifth inning that gave Pittsburgh the lead, and a two-run homer in the ninth as the Pirates beat the Atlanta Braves 5-2. Ryan Braun had three hits, including a homer, to lead the Milwaukee Brewers to a series sweep with a 4-2 win over Chicago. Houston dumped St. Louis 5-3 as Wandy Rodriguez pitched seven innings and retired the last 13 batters he faced. Florida completed a three-game sweep of the Marlins with a 5-2 matinee victory in Washington, and Jesus Guzman had two RBIs, and rookie Luis Martinez drove in the go-ahead run in the Padres' 4-3 win over Arizona. In the American League, Toronto beat Baltimore 8-5. It was Texas winning a pitcher's duel against Minnesota 4-1. Desmond Jennings hit his first career homer and later added a two-run double in a 7-run seventh inning as Tampa Bay rallied from 5 runs down to beat Oakland 10-8. Mark Trumbo homered and drove in a career-high 5 runs to lead the Los Angeles Angels over the Detroit Tigers 12-7. And at Fenway Park, Billy Butler hit a 3-run homer and Luke Hoschaver pitched 7 strong innings, leading the Kansas City Royals to a 4-3 win over the Red Sox. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Albuquerque Isotopes beat the Omaha Storm Chasers 2-0. Iowa at New Orleans was rained out yesterday. They'll play two tonight at New Orleans, the I-Cubs facing the Zephyrs, while Albuquerque will play at Omaha again this evening. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Sailor, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Oneida.
In NFL news, the Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to deal to send Kevin Cobb, their quarterback, to Arizona. The Eagles get cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and a second-round draft pick from the Cardinals. Cobb began last season as the heir apparent to Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia, but he went down with a concussion in the opener and then lost his job to Michael Vick. The Cardinals have been looking for an answer at quarterback since Kurt Warner retired following the 2009 season. A person familiar with the deal tells the AP that Albert Haynesworth's tumultuous stay in Washington is over 2 years after signing the two-time All-Pro defensive lineman to a 7-year, $100 million free agent contract. The Redskins are trading Haynesworth to the New England Patriots. The Skins get a 2013 fifth-round draft pick from the Patriots in return. Also, New Orleans is shipping Reggie Bush to Miami. That deal was consummated after the Dolphins renegotiated Bush's contract. It's a 2-year deal for $10 million. Bush was due about $11.8 million in what would have been the final season of a 6-year, $62 million rookie contract that he signed after the Saints made him the second overall pick of the 06 draft. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Chicago Bears have traded tight end Greg Olsen to the Carolina Panthers for an undisclosed 2012 draft pick. The Houston Texans have agreed to terms with cornerback Jonathan Joseph, according to a person with knowledge of the deal. He intercepted 9 passes the last 2 seasons with Cincinnati. 5-time Pro Bowl kicker David Akers has agreed to a 3-year deal with the San Francisco 49ers, leaving the Philadelphia Eagles after 12 seasons. The Eagles have reached agreement on a 5-year, $28 million contract with Jason Babin, the Pro Bowl defensive end. Played for Philadelphia in 09 before signing with the Titans in free agency. The Tennessee Titans have released Vince Young, finally cutting ties with the quarterback. They made the number 3 pick overall in the 2006 draft. Young is reportedly headed to Philadelphia to back up Michael Vick. Quarterback Jake Delhomme has officially been released by the Browns after 1 season with Cleveland. The San Francisco 49ers cut ties with cornerback Nate Clements. The starting left guard for the Super Bowl champion Packers says he's done in Green Bay. Darren College tweets that after talks with the Arizona Cardinals, it seems his time with the Packers has come to an end. The Bears have agreed to a 5-year contract with punter Adam Podlish that makes him one of the highest-paid players at his position. Also, other reports have Chad Ochocinco heading from the Bengals off to the New England Patriots and Roy Williams, who was cut by the Cowboys, signing with the Chicago Bears. Oklahoma has asked the NCAA to place its men's basketball program on 2 more years of probation and vacate all wins from the 09-10 season for 2 major rules violations by a former assistant coach. The Sooners also proposed taking away 1 scholarship, 2 official visits, and 10 in-person recruiting days during the upcoming academic year as penalties for the violations committed while the program was already on probation. That coach resigned last year after the investigation started. In golf news, Tiger Woods returns to golf next week at the Bridgestone Invitational, ending an 11-week break to heal injuries to his left leg. The event will be played at Akron's Firestone Country Club, where Woods has won 7 times in his career. It marks the 3rd longest layoff of his career, only this time Woods returns with as much uncertainty about his future as ever. Along with questions about the strength of his left knee and Achilles, he embarks on this latest comeback with a new caddy. This will be Woods' first event since he fired longtime caddy Steve Williams. The Golf Channel reported Thursday night that Brian Bell, a childhood friend and president of Tiger Woods Design, would caddy for him at the Bridgestone Invitational. Woods has plunged to number 21 in the world, his lowest ranking since 1997. Mina Lee of South Korea overcame wet conditions and shot a 7-under-65 for a 2-stroke lead after the first round of the Women's British Open, which is being played at Carnoustie. Brittany Lincecum of the United States is alone in second place at 4-under-67. American Angela Stanford, South Korea's Amy Yang, Germany's Caroline Mason, and Sweden's Sophie Gustafsson are all 3 shots behind the leader with 54 holes left to play. Trevor Immelman fashioned a 6-under par 64 and has the first round lead at the Greenbrier Classic, the PGA Tour stop in West Virginia. Billy Mayfair is among the 5 golfers tied 1 shot back. Olin Brown had two eagles down the stretch and finished with a 7-under-64 for a two-stroke lead over Mark O'Meara and Michael Allen after the opening round of the U.S. Senior Open. Amateur Damon Green, better known as Zach Johnson's caddy on the PGA Tour, was at 67 with former U.S. Open champ Steve Jones and Mark Wiebe tied there as well. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. Located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.